Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 613, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness, usually. On a typical episode, I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, today's different. Actually, most of the week is. It's because I'm playing an interview I did recently. It's Thanksgiving week here in the US. Actually, today is the day before Thanksgiving. And so I'm giving thanks to Melanie Young. Let me explain. A few weeks ago, I had written a piece for Bastyr University, where I'm currently employed, discussing foods and immune health. Now, the story was picked up by various media outlets, and I was asked to be a guest on Fearless Fabulous You with Melanie Young, who's a certified health coach and author. Now, what's amazing is her show is all about inspiring and empowering others on health, wellness, and nutrition. Sounds familiar, right? I had such a great time on her show, I asked if I could replay it for you. And Melanie and her team graciously agreed. Now, if you ever want to catch her show, Fearless Fabulous You, you can find it on demand at iHeartRadio.com and everywhere the iHeartRadio app is available. You can also find Melanie on social media. You can tweet her at Mighty Melanie or find her on Instagram at Melanie Fabulous. Oh, and before I get to the interview, I was going to save my Thanksgiving blunder story for tomorrow, but I figured it might be better to hear it today so you don't do the same thing I did. So really quickly, here's what happened. My family wanted to deep fry a turkey last year. Now, of course, even though I'm a dietitian nutritionist, I definitely pushed back on that idea and personally only ended up eating the oven roasted one, but I thought it'd be fun to at least see how a deep fried turkey would be made. So I got the deep fryer, I brined the turkey in advance, made sure it was nice and dry so I didn't blow up the porch where I was doing this, because if you mix water and oil together really quickly, it explodes. So I didn't make that common mistake. No, what I did was set up the turkey fryer wrong. These home turkey fryers have these heating coils to, of course, get the oil to the right temperature. Well, I put the heating coils in the wrong spot and ended up melting the turkey fryer. You heard right. I melted my brand new turkey fryer. I was all confident. I turned it on. I was just waiting for the oil to reach the right temperature so I could dunk the turkey in there. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting inside my house and I'm smelling something. And it doesn't smell like oil. It smells like burning plastic. So I run out there and there's smoke coming from the turkey fryer. And I turned it over and I realized I completely melted the bottom of the turkey fryer. Luckily, there were some stores still open on Thanksgiving Day. So I ran, bought a brand new turkey fryer, and we did end up having a successful Thanksgiving, although maybe 3 hours later than we had planned to eat. All right, so I hope you had a good laugh, of course, at my expense. But just a warning, if you do deep fry your turkey this year, be sure you assemble your fryer correctly. All right, with that, let's get right to part three and continue optimizing your life.
Let's talk about, and everybody says, you know, when you start feeling bad, have some tea, right? And let's also talk about coffee, because the American Institute for Cancer Research just issued a news release like yesterday, the day before, saying consuming caffeine coffee can actually help with one of the cancers. I'm going to look it up while we're talking. But let's talk about tea, caffeinated and non-caffeinated, and types of tea that are very good for helping boost the immune system, and also healthy amounts to consume during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with regards to tea, most of the studies have been done with black or green tea. And so it seems that both of those teas are high in antioxidants, or kind of a type of antioxidant called polyphenols. So these may again help modulate the immune system, may help prevent the immune system from getting hyperactive, which then ends up doing more damage. And so tea can be a source of those kind of plant polyphenols or antioxidants. Mm-hmm. But when it comes, well, we also think about the warmth. So when we drink tea, many of us consume it hot. You don't want it to be too hot, of course, but that warmth can also kind of open up blood vessels. And so you may hear about, okay, drink hot fluids when you're when you have a sore throat, for example. Mm-hmm. And it may be because we dilate those blood vessels in the throat, and therefore it allows some of that bacteria or those viruses to kind of get expunged, and we kind of help the body get rid of them that way.
So not too hot, right. You know, what, like, is there, I mean, I personally don't have a thermometer when I heat my tea, but I also heard the chef David Boulay is very into health right now. I just saw him last night in this New York City, and he was talking about with certain teas that really should not be boiled. Don't boil your tea. Don't boil the water. It should be less hot. And I thought that was pretty interesting, but I forgot what the temperature was, but I didn't know that. Now with green tea, I've read that it's good to have 4 cups of that a day. Now I'll be honest with you. Green tea makes me sick to my stomach, mm-hmm. Unless it's iced. Don't ask me why, but it does. what's the story behind that?
Yeah. So, for some people they could be sensitive to the effects of green tea. And I'm have kind of a similar reaction as you do. I've tried green tea in its various forms. It just doesn't seem to suit me. Black tea, no problem. Mm-hmm. And so you make a great point that it's very individualized, and I wouldn't want anyone to force themselves to consume any of these foods if it makes them feel uncomfortable in any way. But 4 to 6 cups per day of green or black tea seems to be just fine. And when we look at the caffeine content, If folks are worried about that, or if they feel they're sensitive, tea in general has less caffeine than your standard cup of coffee.
Great point, because a lot of people go, oh, no, I'll be too caffeinated. So one thing I would suggest, like caffeine I have in the morning, mm-hmm. no more than maybe a cup or two, depending. Like today I had two because my husband made this amazing homemade grind. It was amazing. And mm-hmm. But in the afternoon, I'll only drink tea. And I never have anything with caffeine ever after 5, mm-hmm. ever, sometimes even after 4, you know, but sometimes I just need it, particularly in the winter. Now, sure. on the another thing that people recommend when you're feeling less than ideal is honey, your tea with honey. I'll be doing a show more in detail on honey in a few weeks, but let's top line why honey is beneficial.
Yeah, so honey may actually have naturally antimicrobial properties. And so, again, it may help the immune system actually get rid of bacteria and viruses through its just natural antimicrobial properties. And so the one thing we want to be careful of course, is honey is sugar. And mm-hmm. so we don't need to go overboard, but it can just be added like to a tea to just help the body just a little bit more. And help the body get rid of some of those pathogens.
Really great. I always put a little bit in with my yogurt. And we actually were just sent this green banana powder. Go figure. It was sent as a sample, and we rolled it up with cocoa, which is also very good. These Homa nut mix or seed mix that my husband makes is awesome. A little coconut oil and a honey, and rolled it up and chilled it in the refrigerator for like 15 minutes, and then rolled it in coconut. It was phenomenal, you know, really phenomenal. And it just had just a wee bit of honey. Speaking of, I would like you to explain, there's been a lot of talk again about coconut oil versus olive oil versus nut oil and seed oil. Do you have any thoughts on that in terms of your health?
Yeah, so this is something that's also debated now. The debate is kind of like this. Okay, we know coconut oil, coconuts in general, are higher in saturated fat. And mm-hmm. so we have thought for years that saturated fat is kind of the bad fat, one of the bad fats, that it might mm-hmm. raise our bad blood cholesterol levels. But what we're learning is, well, coconut oil may not raise our bad blood cholesterol levels as much as maybe those that come from the saturated fat that comes from animal foods. Mm-hmm. And so there's this thought, well, maybe plant-based sources of saturated fat are different, meaning the body responds differently to those versus those that come from animal fats like butter. So right now, the research is a little bit sparse. We don't quite know exactly what's going to happen if someone were to, say, replace all of their oil. Let's say they were using vegetable oil. If they were to now jump and just use coconut oil only, what's that going to look like as far as their cardiovascular risk? We don't know yet.
Well, I think that, you know, again, in all moderation, and is Marion Nestle, who, you know, is a professor emeritus of the chair, Department of Food Studies at NYU and a pioneering nutrition specialist, said, at the end of the day, a tablespoon of oil, no matter what it is, it's 120 calories. So one thing not to do is just go and douse everything in oil. You know, right. That's another factor, because I've heard that seed oils are not as good. And I've heard, you know, I mean, there's always somebody, usually they have a product behind them they're selling that says, don't buy this, not that. So I love potatoes. I have never met a potato I don't love. There's potatoes and there's sweet potatoes and then there's yams. What are the best foods in what I call the potato category?
Yeah, I would say as far as the white potatoes go, your russets are quite good. But one of the things we like to encourage is, if you can buy organic potatoes and then eat the skin, that's where a lot of the nutrients lie. Organic, because again, depending on what pesticides that are being used, we don't want exposure to too much of those. So organic potatoes, organic russets, consuming the skin are great. And then as far as other potatoes, yeah, your sweet potatoes are kind of give you the most bang for your buck, in that you get some of that sweetness. You get some of that dietary fiber, but that bright orange color tells you it's full of antioxidants and vitamins, like vitamin A in particular.
Well, I love sweet potatoes, and I'm the nerd at Thanksgiving, the lovely nerd who doesn't eat the turkey and eats all the sides, and I have to have my baked sweet potato. I love my baked sweet potato drizzled with cinnamon and a little honey or maple syrup, which I think is terrific. And that's usually what I have for Thanksgiving, is my yam or sweet potato, which I think is really, really, really terrific. Now, I hate garlic, but I know it's really good for you. So let's talk about why it's good for you and how garlic haters like me can be wooed into enjoying garlic in terms of food prep.
Yeah, and so garlic also seems to have that kind of antimicrobial property, which is really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so it may just, again, assist the immune system in getting rid of harmful bacteria and viruses from the body. And what's really fascinating is food scientists have started to study, okay, well, how do we maximize garlic's potential? How do we make sure that the garlic we're consuming will help support our immune system? And what they found is we can help release the compounds in garlic if we crush it at room temperature and then let it sit for 15 minutes or so before we incorporate it into our dishes.
So crush the raw garlic and let it sit for 15 minutes. So does that like release something that irritates us?
It actually releases some of those beneficial compounds that may help our immune system. So it's really a fascinating area of research.
Well, I also recommend caramelizing the heck out of it. And if you do that, it's actually quite good, particularly when it's in a nice roast chicken. That's my tip, but it's actually very good at dealing with bacteria and viruses. Let's see, what else have we not covered? Let's talk about probiotics and prebiotics, which I've talked about a lot, but let's talk about in terms of boosting your immunity.
Sure. So what we're learning about the gut is that it's considered to be really the host of most of our immune cells. So, our gut microbiome is vital when it comes to preventing disease. And so pre and probiotics work in tandem to help protect the health of our gut microbiome. And And of course, you know, your yogurts and things can be beneficial, but dietary fiber, just making sure you get enough dietary fiber can help make sure your microbiome is healthy and diverse.
Well, do you suggest that we, again, focus on doing that through consumption of food, or do some people need supplementation? I obviously say don't supplement unless it's absolutely necessary. But when in the case of a probiotics and digestive enzymes, would it be necessary to supplement?
Yeah, we're learning that for some with pre-existing conditions, such as irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease, mm-hmm. probiotics, taking them in relatively high doses may help keep those folks in remission. So there are some studies coming out to show that regular use of probiotics can help improve those symptoms. For others with maybe some other malabsorptive issues, they may want to consider it, but I would speak to their health professional first.
Right.
So there may be moments where, yeah, probiotic supplementation can help.
Well, as always, speak to you before you go out and spend all your money, you know, speak to someone who is a healthcare practitioner so you don't waste your money and you don't do anything that could interfere with other conditions you may have or medications you may be taking.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. A very big thank you again to Melanie Young and her team for allowing us to replay this for you. Now, before I go, if you're looking for accountability with your diet and fitness habits, a Facebook group can help with that. And we have one for the podcast where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. You can find that at oldpodcast.com/Facebook, or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a great week. Happy day before Thanksgiving. A big thank you again for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where we'll hear the final part of the interview and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.